Welcome to the Deep Dive, everybody. Today, we are diving headfirst into a day in the life of AI. And let me tell you, September 27th, 2024 was a doozy.
It's amazing how much happens in just 24 hours.
Seriously. It feels like every time you blink, there's a new breakthrough or a billion-dollar deal being inked. So buckle up, because we're covering it all. Let's jump right in with Google DeepMind's Alpha chip.
Now that's a game changer.
Talk about AI building AI. This thing can design computer chips, the brains of the operation, entirely on its own.
And we're not just talking about simple chips. These are TPUs, the heavy lifters you find in massive data centers.
So basically the things powering, well, everything.
Exactly. And AlphaChip is churning out blueprints for these things faster than you can say Moore's Law.
It really makes you wonder, if AI can tackle chip design, what can't it do? But we'll save that for another deep dive. Speaking of big moves, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has been making waves with a rather ambitious proposal.
Ambitious might be an understatement. A $7 trillion plan to build 36 new chip factories. That's a lot of chips.
That's one way to make a statement. It's like he's betting the farm on AI hardware.
Well, not everyone is quite as gung-ho. I hear whispers that some execs at TSMC, you know, the world's biggest chip maker, weren't exactly thrilled.
Yeah, I imagine a few eyebrows were raised when that proposal landed on their desk. $7 trillion is a big ask, even for a company like TSMC.
Let's just say they're taking a wait-and-see approach.
Probably wise. But while those titans duke it out, Google's been hard at work tackling a different kind of challenge. Information overload. And let's be honest, haven't we all been there?
Drowning in a sea of data, absolutely. Luckily, Google's got our backs with its latest update to Notebook LM. This thing is like having a personal research assistant on speed dial.
Seriously, tell me more.
Imagine being able to summarize hours of lectures, podcasts, you name it, in a few minutes.
Wait, hold on. This actually exists.
Oh, it's real and it's spectacular. It can even transcribe audio and create shareable AI-generated podcasts.
Wow. This is definitely going to change how we consume information. But for now, let's switch gears and talk about something completely different. Get ready to geek out on some ancient history because AI has been busy playing Indiana Jones.
This is what I love about AI. It pops up in the most unexpected places. Archaeology. Who would have thought?
Right. Archaeologists have been using AI and drones to uncover hundreds of previously hidden geoglyphs near the Nazca Lines in Peru. You know those massive ancient drawings etched into the earth?
Oh, absolutely fascinating. They've baffled experts for centuries.
Well, thanks to AI, we're getting a clearer picture of who created them and what they might mean.
It's like AI is giving history a much-needed makeover. The team used AI to analyze drone images, and boom, intricate figures hidden for over 2,000 years just popped right out.
I can't even imagine how long that would have taken using traditional methods.
Decades, at least.
Yeah.
It really highlights how AI can accelerate discovery and deepen our understanding of the past.
Okay, get this. These newly discovered geoglyphs depict all sorts of creatures. Parrots, monkeys, even killer whales.
And don't forget the decapitated heads. A bit morbid, but hey, it was a different time.
Talk about a blast from the past. But for now, let's hit pause on our historical expedition and shift gears to something a little more modern. So from ancient history, we're jumping into the modern day world of billion-dollar deals and AI partnerships.
Fasten your seatbelts, folks.
AstraZeneca, the pharmaceutical giant, is diving headfirst into AI drug discovery. They just dropped a cool $18 million on a partnership with Immuni.
They're using AI to streamline cancer drug trials.
Which is huge, because the faster we can develop new treatments, the more lives we can save.
Absolutely. This is about using AI to potentially make healthcare more effective for everyone.
And while we're on the subject of big money, Visa is making moves to beef up its fraud detection game. They just acquired Featurespace.
Featurespace. I know them. They're all about AI-powered fraud prevention, and they're good at it.
Well, Visa must think so, too, because the price tag was undisclosed.
When it comes to cybersecurity, you got to bring out the big guns, and AI is definitely becoming a major player.
Speaking of major players, Runway, the platform for, well, basically everyone creative, is launching a $5 million fund for filmmakers.
That's amazing. What's the catch?
There's a catch. I didn't say there was a catch.
You're right, but there has to be some angle.
Well, the focus is on supporting filmmakers who use AI in their projects. It's all about pushing those creative boundaries.
I love it. AI is a tool for art. That's where things get really interesting.
And while we're talking about supporting the future, Microsoft is investing a hefty $1.3 billion in Mexico.
Wow. What are they up to south of the border?
AI infrastructure and skills training. They're going all in on building a robust AI ecosystem.
Smart move. You can't have a tech revolution without investing in the foundation, education and infrastructure.
And speaking of foundations, get this. Blackstone is building a massive $13.3 billion AI data center in England.
Whoa, Blackstone is going big. These data centers are the backbone of the AI revolution, and that's a serious chunk of change.
It is. And get this, they're creating thousands of new jobs in the process.
That's a win-win. It seems like everyone and their grandmother is getting in on the AI action these days.
And speaking of getting in on the action, remember Hugging Face, the platform for sharing AI models?
Yeah, I've heard of them. They're doing some cool stuff with open source AI. What about them?
Well, they just hit a major milestone. Over 1 million free, publicly available AI models on their platform.
Wow. Talk about democratizing AI. That's incredible. It's like giving everyone access to a giant AI playground.
Exactly. And it's this kind of open access that's going to fuel some truly groundbreaking innovations.
No doubt about it. But not everyone is thrilled about this free-for-all approach to AI. Remember Mark Zuckerberg?
Oh boy, here comes the drama. What did she say?
He basically said creators might be overestimating the value of their work when it comes to training AI.
Oh yeah, that's gonna ruffle some feathers.
Right. It brings up some big questions about intellectual property, who owns the data, and how we make sure creators get a fair shake.
It's a thorny issue for sure. But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about something a little less controversial. The cool new AI tools and resources that are popping up left and right.
I love a good productivity hack. What do you have for us?
Okay, so first up, we have AI Search Grader. It analyzes how visible your brand is on those AI-powered search engines that are, kind of a big deal these days.
AI SEO, that's a whole other rabbit hole.
It is, but this tool makes it easy to figure out if you're on the right track. And speaking of staying ahead of the curve, have you heard of NeoLocus?
NeoLocus, rings a bell, refresh my memory.
It's this super cool AI-powered tool for interior designers. Basically, it lets you create these hyper-realistic renders of interior spaces.
Oh, right, I saw a demo of that. The results were mind-blowing, like walking through a high-end magazine.
And for those of us who aren't exactly professional photographers but still like to take a good picture, there's Clarity.
Clarity,
It's
okay.
an AI-powered image enhancer. Upscale, denoise, make your vacation photos look amazing.
Sign me up. I have a feeling I'm going to be spending way too much time with that one.
And for all the techies out there's Helicone.
Helicone, another one I haven't heard of.
It's an open source platform for monitoring and debugging your AI projects. Like having a little AI assistant to keep your code in check.
That's super handy. It's like having an extra pair of eyes to catch those pesky bugs before they become major headaches.
And last but not least, for all you parents and educators out there, we have Read Aloud for Me.
Intriguing. What is it?
It's an AI-powered dashboard for interactive storytelling and educational games. Perfect for introducing kids to the world of AI in a fun and engaging way.
That's awesome. We need more tools like that, making learning fun and accessible for everyone.
Absolutely.
It's like we're standing on the edge of something massive, right? Kind of like that moment when the internet first took off. Full of potential, a little scary, and no clue how it's all going to shake out.
Definitely exciting times. But it also feels like you need a PhD in computer science just to understand what day it is. How do we even wrap our heads around all this?
You hit the nail on the head. We can't just sit back and watch. We got to be active participants in this AI revolution.
So more than just understanding AI, we need to think about its implications, like how it'll impact our jobs, relationships, even how we think.
Exactly. It's about asking those tough questions now. How is AI influencing me today? And how can I use this knowledge to make smarter decisions for tomorrow? Those are the questions we should all be pondering.
Deep stuff. But important stuff. And hey, if any of our listeners want to dive deeper into any of the stories we covered today, you know the drill. Head over to the show notes for all the links and resources.
Your AI treasure map awaits.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe tomorrow's AI headlines will make today's news look like, well, ancient history. Until then, keep exploring, keep questioning, and stay curious, everyone.